This call is being recorded.
Feel and know yourselves now as this light moves through you into all of these areas, into the darkest areas, the darkest reaches of the planet. And all darkness becomes light. But know that you are the light. You are the light spreading across the planet. You are the consciousness. And feel and know and experience this as the light moves into each individual person. Feel that light moving into them. Feel the consciousness. Feel the oneness with them. For all is one. All is connected. All is part of Source. And you are the Source. We are all the source of the energy, the source of the love, the light. Feel this now moving through all individuals as one, as it spreads across the planet. As people feel this energy, see them smiling, see them, their feelings coming, their countenance changing into one of love, into one of knowingness. Their consciousness raises. What you are experiencing now is a beginning, is a precursor of what will be when the final wave, the pulse of energy comes as what you know of as the event or the changeover. As this wave of energy comes forward and moves through all beings of life and light here on the planet. All is one in that moment. Everyone will feel it at whatever level they are at in that moment. They will experience it and know it as something. Something different has come in. Many will be at a loss as to what it will be and what it is. Some will be dropped to their knees. Some will literally be floored from this high energy. And others who have acclimated to these energies will feel it as a sense of bliss come over them, a sense of high well-being that they have never felt before in this lifetime or in many lifetimes previous. Because this is that moment, this is that time. It will be in the moment, but it will also be spread out in a process. So it will not be all at once, but in some ways, yes, it will be all at once. You will feel it as at whatever level you are at in that moment. So as you are feeling this now, feel it that way. Feel this energy, this wave. Experience it as it would be at that time and begin to get a glimpse of what it will be like, not only for you, but for all of man. Also, all living beings, whether plant or animal or birds or whatever it might be, all will feel it at the level that they are at in that moment. Experience it now. Let it move through your being, through your consciousness. For just a moment, allow yourselves to experience what will come as a result of this, how things will change across the world, how not only will you feel different and your neighbor and your friend and your family feel different, but so will everything else across the planet. All thoughts of money and lack of money will dissipate. Everything you know as hatred and fear will dissipate. For wherever there is hatred and fear, it will now be replaced by love and oneness, and a sense and a knowing of what that oneness is. For many have lost this understanding. but many also are gaining it back, are becoming aware of it once again, awakening to who they are. And you, all of you, the light warriors and light workers, you are the ones that are remembering who you are. Even now, as we are together at this moment, you are remembering. Allow yourselves now begin to drift back from wherever you find yourselves, back to the pillar of light, back down the pillar of light towards your physical body. As you move into your physical body, bring that sense, that bliss that you felt, even for just a moment. Bring that bliss back in with you, that high level of energy, high vibration, back into your physical body and feel it in your physical body now. Feel it moving through your entire body. Feel it wherever there might have been aches and pains. Those aches and pains are now gone, for this energy is powerful. And it is the oneness, it is the source of all things that is moving through you now. Feel it taking away all illness, all pain, all sense of despair, bringing only joy in its place. As you return now to a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed into your physical body. I am Sananda, and as always, it is wonderful to be with you, with this group, with all that share in our understanding, our remembering of who and what we all are. For this is the crux, everyone. This is what we came here to do, all of you, myself included. For I came as you came with me so long ago. We all came together. We all are experiencing this evolution of man together. We are all feeling and knowing this consciousness as it raises together. There is no one here that listens and acclimates or resonates to these words. No one that is not beginning to remember who they are, to move through this awakening process or this reawakening process. Because so many of you have been here and done this before. Many of you have experienced these changes, these levels of vibration that you are going through now. So many of you have experienced it long ago and are re-experiencing it now. And the time to feel down and depressed and like it is taking too long, that we need to speed these things up, that time is over. The time to be is to be in the now, to be experiencing everything that you are experiencing in the now, but feel it at a higher level of your being. Feel it as the source within you. For that is the expression you are all moving back toward, is to feel and know the source and you as one, that you and your God self are one. You have always been one and will always be one. And there can never be a separation of that which you have always known. Because you have always been that and always will be. Times feel like all is lost, to feel like the world is falling apart, like people are not advancing, are not becoming who they need to be. Those times are past. It's time now to realize and understand that this is the moment you came here for. This is those times, those end times that were spoken of by myself as Yeshua. These are those times when all seems lost, but yet as you look at everything as lost, you know that everything is about to come forward. Everything is about to shift and change. We are all about this shift in consciousness. And when you experience these meditations, you are experiencing this shift of consciousness in that moment. And just for that moment, it is affecting you, it is changing you, it is shifting and changing your DNA. It is reawakening your third eye. It is bringing back the process of all that you have known previously. Because all that you have known previously is right there in front of you. Separated yet by a veil. That veil, as you hear many, many times, is shifting, is dissipating, and will eventually be completely gone. But what will that be like when that veil has completely dissipated? What indeed will that be like in that time? Will you see those things that have been oblivious to you up until now? Will you see that other side of life you call death? Will you see those appear once again? Some, yes. Will you see the elemental world in front of you? Yes. Many of you will. You will feel and know all those things which you knew previously. Because all of that will come back to your remembrance in those moments. As you fully remember who you are. I am Sananda. I leave you now. All my peace and love be with you as I turn this over to my dear beloved now. Peace and love be with all of you. Yes, and I am Lady Nada. Share with you to experience this level of consciousness that you are moving back into once again. To see and know the smiles upon your face as this shift is happening. Some of you, yes, are feeling the shift in a more negative way at times. Some of you are feeling this shift and knowing how wonderful it is. But all of you are feeling the love expression being more and more pronounced within you, more and more pronounced in your fellow man. If you would but look and use your eyes to see, your ears to hear, for so much is there right in front of you. You only need to open up to it. The veil is only there for those who will not see beyond it. Know this. For the veil itself is not real. It is part of the illusion of this three-dimensional level of being. It is only as real as you make it. So I tell you now, I ask you now, begin to look at that veil and see it no more. Know that it is gone. Not to simply believe it, but to know it. And as you continue to work in this way, you will not only see through the veil will be gone. For it is there for each of you, within each of you, but it is your own personal veil. Yes, there is a collective veil. But once you have dissipated that one within you, the collective veil will be gone for you as well. So I tell you to practice this. Practice seeing the veil as being gone. Or in the movie Matrix, seeing that there is no spoon. For there is not. There is only oneness in all things. Practice this now. Work with this. Many more tools will be given you as this continuing process develops. As each of you acclimate to these energies, as each of you are ready to continue to work with the higher level of energies, you will be given newer tools. Not given by us, but remembered by you. I leave you now. I am Lady Nada. I so enjoy these times we can be together. And I leave you in all of my love and peace. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Om. Greetings to you. Wonderful as always to be with you, to share with you, to experience with you. And we would say here that to help many of you to understand what is occurring here, we are going to give you a bit of an analogy here. To help you to understand that things are changing, that you are changing, that many things that we have been working with you on are having an effect. So we use this analogy of your movie. Those of you who remember The Karate Kid. So many of you must remember this movie, The Karate Kid. And Mr. Miyagi, the leader there, the one who was helping the young one. Do not remember the name here of that one, but he was helping him, but he was helping him without him even realizing he was being helped. For what did he say? Paint the fence, wax the car, wax on, wax off, all of these things. And he was doing these repetitive motions over and over and not understanding why he was having to do it. But yet he was doing it. He was following the discipline. And he was following the discipline, doing what he was being told, not understanding why, but yet doing it and getting tired. His hand was getting tired, but he kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And then finally he broke. Finally, he said, I'm not doing this anymore unless you tell me why we are doing it. And Mr. Miyagi then turned to him and said, paint the fence. And he struck at him. And as he struck at him, the painting the fence, the arm went up immediately, spontaneously, because this is what this student had learned. To repeat the motion over and over, and it became second hand or simple to him, as second nature to him. as he went through these motions, paint the fence, wax the car, all of these things. And this one, this student, realized that he had learned karate. He had learned the beginning of martial arts just from doing this, without even knowing he was doing this. Now, why do we say all this? We say this now because many of you are wondering, what are we learning here? It is the same thing over and over and over. Some think this, not all, but some think this. And we tell you this now because, yes, we are purposely being repetitive over and over. Because as we are doing this with you, you are learning from painting the fence. You are learning from waxing the car. You are learning. Your third eye center is increasing. Your DNA processes are reconnecting once again. All of these things are shifting and changing without you really even knowing that it is happening. You wonder time-wise, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Well, we tell you it is already happening. And you look around and you say, what is happening? Nothing has changed. It is the same thing, the same old, same old. But yet, just as in the movie, it did change. Everything changed in those repetitive motions. Everything changes in these things we repeat over and over and over to you. Because little by little, it is getting in there. It is getting into those thick noggins of yours. You see? There is a method to our madness. As to the time frame, you know we cannot give times. And even if we could, we will not, because that would spoil the surprise. That would take it away from you. For when some of these changes actually begin, some of the more prominent ones that we have spoken of, that you have heard of many times here, over and over, when they actually begin to happen, you will be amazed and shocked and thrilled. And in blissful state as it occurs. But if we give you a date, if we even knew the dates to give, and if we did give those dates, and you come to those times and it does not happen, and you become disconsolate, as many of you have, for you have heard dates before many times, and things did not happen as you wanted them to happen, but yet, things did happen in those dates, in those times. You just were not aware of them. But many of you, as you open those eyes and open your ears to those things that are yet unseen by most, they are there. We are there. All the experiences you have been waiting for and hoping for are here now. We always say, be in the now, because there is nothing better than the perfect now that you are in. So trust, believe, experience, let it all be as it needs to be. It is what it is. Come to understand that more and more fully. And then everything in your life will be seen as a rosy picture for you, if you look at it in this way. The James was guided earlier to say, attitude leads to altitude. It's very, very true. Now, we are done off our soapbox here. We are ready for question. You can unmute your phones now, those of you that wish to ask a question. But before you ask a question, those of you that might be new, we do not play games here. We do not play with psychic interpretations and psychic predictions and all of these things, because predictions are nothing more than probability of something occurring. The future is nothing more than the probability that something will happen. So look at it in this respect and ask your questions. get off of that.
Come on.
Anyone have a question?
One who serves, this is Valerie.
Yes.
Would you recommend the five rights for me since I've been experiencing vertigo?
Now, for this, for you specifically, we would answer this in this way. You must look within yourself to ask this question. It is not for us or anyone else to say yes or no to your going through and doing this. But as you do, whatever it is that you do, know that you do it with guidance. You do it with the preparation. You do it little by little at first. You are going to do the right, do them little by little to begin with. We will tell you a little bit about these rites. They are ancient, if you do not already know it. Those of you who have not read this book, these are very ancient yogic rites. And they have a great deal of change that can come as a result of doing these. But just as anything where you begin to work with the energies within you, and we speak specifically about the chakra energies and the kundalini energy here, as you begin to work with this, you must be careful. You must be very careful, because changes can happen that you are not expecting for them to be, if you are not prepared for this fully. This is why we say, as the Charles said earlier, you must ask you for your guidance, your inner guidance, and it will direct you if you listen to it. As for someone who is already experiencing vertigo, that type of thing, this may tend to exacerbate that. And it may not. It depends. We would suggest to try it and see. If it is too much, stop doing it. Now, this is for all. You are trying it and doing it, and it is feeling like it is not for you, then don't do it. Simple as that, okay? Other questions here?
Hi, I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, this is Rhea from the UK.
Yes.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. There is some feedback, though, that is coming as a result of your crazy contractions here, but and whoever
I can hear the feedback, yeah.
Maybe someone needs to, what you call, mute your phones?
Yeah, they take off speakerphone.
Yes, we are hearing take off speakerphone. There. Sounds better, yes?
Yes.
Okay. What is your go for it here?
Oh, it's still there.
Feedback.
It's, yes, we still have feedback.
Somebody, please, everyone who is not speaking right now, and that is everyone but this one who is talking, read Rhea, and
yes,
us here. Mute your phone, please. Is that better? Ask your question.
Yes, I was just wondering, I live here not far from Glastonbury in a quaint little village called St. Congersbury, and I was just wondering, very long, long time ago, I was wondering if Sananda passed through this village as he went to Glastonbury.
As we are looking at this, Sananda has been many places. Yeshua also has been many places. So has Ashtar. So has Archangel Michael. There are so many that are right there in front of you, and many of you do not even see us when we are there. That is because of the veil within you, certainly. But we are there more than you can possibly imagine. But the one we believe you are speaking of is Maitreya. Maitreya as the Christ is the one that you are speaking of, specifically in that particular area. He has been there in body, physical body, and has brought his vibrations down to be able to be in that area at those times. Others of us have been at times as well. Whenever there is a need, or whenever there is a reason to be dropping our vibrations down to come to yours more fully. But we say this in helping you to understand, though, that that will not happen much longer, or because your vibrations are already increasing. So for us to come down to your vibrations becomes less and less of a chore for us here, you might say. You are coming up. Then, as you are coming up, we can come down a little bit, but eventually, you will be right up there with us. And when you are there with us, we will party. Okay?
Yay. Yes, I was wondering, it is a little village on the way, 5 miles from Glastonbury. Lots happened at Glastonbury. Many magical moments. I was just wondering if it was Joshua who came through very long time ago and he passed through my village, because I'm on a ley line. I was just wondering as well. My house actually sits on a ley line, I believe.
We believe we have answered this question here.
Yes, and I'm just wanted, yes, there was one more part to the question.
Yes.
About going within, I have gone within to find out about my other aspects of me. And I always think, oh gosh, if I'm getting an answer and I feel, oh, is that the right answer? Have I been infiltrated? Is this wrong? Is this right? And many people say, yes, you are who you are, and this is this. So I think we doubt ourselves. But it's only because of the influences that are here right now, the dark influences that can overshadow your judgment. And
that
I was just wondering if, yes.
Yes, many ask within themselves, they ask for guidance, they look for their guides to speak to them, they ask in prayer for answers, and they receive them. But they do not know they receive them because there is so much commotion going on, both outside of themselves and within as well. For if there is a great deal of chatter going on within the mind, many different thoughts, conflicting thoughts, and all of these things, it is difficult for those of us to get through that barrier that is there and for you to hear us. And also in the area, wherever you find yourself, not only for this one who is asking this question, but for many all over the planet, certain areas, it is more difficult to reach out to your guides, to your twin souls, to all of those who are trying to communicate with you and you with them. It is difficult to make that connection because there is so much miasma in the atmosphere around you. So find, in those times, find yourself out in nature, find yourself out away from people if you can, for all those conflicting thoughts that are going on. Because remember, all thoughts go into a collective universal consciousness. Let's call it this universal mind. And they all go there. And many people pick up on these thoughts. You pick up on these thoughts all the time. But if you are not centered, this is important. You need to learn to center yourself if you wish to connect with those who are trying to connect with you. Okay?
Yes, that's right. And I felt at one point I was able to bring my other aspect through, and it actually felt right. It felt wonderful. I felt like I wasn't being influenced or triggered by anything else. I felt like I did bring through my aspect up on the ship, and it was wonderful. And I just wanted clarification that is the case, and her name is Commander Lady Athena.
Very good. Yes, and you have received your clarification, not only from us, but from those who are attempting to connect with you as well.
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yes. Other questions here?
This is Mary Lou, and I don't know how Zoe is going to be able to transcribe all these conversations going on at once.
Well, we will leave that up to Zoe when that time comes, and she will do her best, as we understand she always does. Yeah. It is difficult at times, for someone out there is either not listening or has left the post, you might say, left the building, and they left their phone connection open. So this is why this is continuing to happen. They would realize this and shut the connection off or mute their phone or whatever, then it would be much improved. Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a question. This is Susan, and I was wondering if you could share possibly as we move further along into our ascension and the frequencies raised, where some of the cities of light will manifest besides Sedona. Could you give us some other locations of cities of light?
Yes, we can do that, but we will not give direct locations, rather some areas that they might be. For you already know of the one in Sedona, there will be one or two in the African area. There will be one in the Middle East area, or rather several actually in that general area of in those areas, one in the what you call the UK, in that area there will be one that will eventually appear. There will be ones that will appear in South America. So in many different places across the planet, 12 in all are geared at this time to be a part of the expression, but there will be more that will be after this as well. And this will coincide with the movement of those of you who are ready for this up into the ship, into down into inner earth and hollow earth, all of this. All of this is a part of the expression that is going to be in the ascension process as it continues here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Incidentally, we will say here, the one in Sedona is the slated, slotted, whatever the word is here, to be the first one. And this one is already appearing to many if they are having the eyes to see it at this time. In order to have the eyes to see it, though, there must be a belief process there. They must believe it first, and then they will see it. If they do not believe it, they will not yet see it.
Very good. Thank you.
Yes. Other questions here?
Yeah, this is Lorelei. Okay. My twin flame has given me the information, and I just want to check on this that I'm, because I'm always like in a little disbelief that he's one of the Jesuses, I guess an aspect of Sananda, and also that one of his reincarnations was Bob Marley. Is that possible? And does that sound correct?
First of all, we will not give information such as this because it is not allowed. We cannot say, as a third party here, you might say, coming to you, we cannot say who your twin flame is or who your aspects are or anything of this nature. And if we could say it, those of us, the one who serves, would never even give this information because, as we say many times, it would spoil the surprise for you. So that is not going to be given here in this experience or in this avenue of expression here at this time. You will come to it on your own when the moment arrives. Okay?
Okay. I had another question too. You've given us a couple of tools, you know, One is to go out in nature. One is the breathing for when these negative fear-based emotions come into our head. And I also have a couple that I've been given, which is return to sender with consciousness attached, or get thee behind me. I guess I'm wondering, and sometimes you are in the world of like tons of people and you can't get out, or you live in the city or whatever. What do you think is the very, very most powerful, the most effective to really chase those thoughts right out of there?
Breathing. Breathing deeply, centering yourself, calming the storm all around you. Yourself in the center of the hurricane that is raging around you, into the eye of the hurricane. You as the eye of the hurricane. This would be the most helpful in those types of situations. For everything then is blocked out. And you are centering yourself and are able then to be in a better space within yourself in those moments. And continue to keep
okay.
your vibration higher.
Thank
okay.
you.
Yes, other questions here? Nothing further? Then we are ready to release channel here. It is important as you continue to move through this month of August into, or rather July, and into the month of August, and then into the month of September, as you have heard, many things are shifting and changing, and there are going to continue to be shifts and changes that happen as you move into these fall months. The summer and into the fall months, you will experience more and more of these shifts and these waves of energy that have been coming in, and more are coming. More are coming. They have not been spoken of directly yet, but they will be. You will be having these waves of energy, and they will become more and more powerful. All of this is to acclimate you continually to the higher energy, so that when the event actually occurs, you are prepared and ready for it, so that you are not floored yourself, and you can feel the bliss, as Sananda has said, and then you can turn around and help those others behind you. All of this is this process. And all of this, all of these things we have been working and helping you with is leading to the next advance as you are ready for it. The advance being, for those of you that may not understand, has been called a retreat in the past. You are not retreating away from anything anymore. You are advancing on. This advance that is coming up is going to be the next step in your evolutionary process here on this planet and in this evolution. Leave you now. Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.